This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kelms. With me on the phone from Fort Smith is Michael Tilley. He is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, culture, and more for the KUAF listening area. A pleasant Friday to you, sir.
Yes, good Friday back. Fridays are always good.
Yes. Yes, they're often better than what immediately precedes them. Let's talk about a subject that has been on the minds of some residents of Fort Smith for a while now, and that's automated trash pickup. Originally, the entire city was going to have it. Now, a little patch doesn't, but there is a petition effort to make sure that everybody does once again.
Yes, this is, Kyle, I know several months ago we talked about the different odd and crazy directions the city went in on the prepared food tax, and you and I talked about how we'll be glad when it's over so we can get back to normal. Well, if this is normal, I kind of, looking back, I'm kind of getting sentimental for the prepared food tax, man.
That is a statement I don't think you ever thought you'd say.
No, but in 2006, the Fort Smith Board decided to fully automate trash collection in the city of Fort Smith. Now, keep in mind, cities have been automating their trash collection since the late 60s, early 70s. So, we're just now getting around to it, but that's not good enough either. We have some neighborhoods that just don't want it. They want to continue with the old way. And, the city invested $3 million, and we're saving money. We're on track to possibly have a rate decrease, but a few neighborhoods just wanted to keep it the same old way, even knowing that there was a safety issue, that all of the past injuries to workers in the sanitation department were on the non-automated trucks, whereas the automated trucks, there were no injuries, no worker comp claims. So here we are. The board decided to halt and not automate about 2,500 to 3,000 households out of roughly about 25,000. And Joel Culberson, a citizen, comes along, who is in one of the neighborhoods that had automated trash collection, and then they pulled it back out. He told the board he was going to pull together a petition to get this on the ballot, and they'll return their vote. And I think they just kind of humored him, because he really didn't have much time to do this. But Kyle, he's pulled it off. He turned in a little over 3,300 signatures. Now, we'll see if they stand. We'll see if it survives all the legal hurdles, but here we go with another election fight.
Well, most of the city has automated trash. It took relatively little time to get these signatures. Conventional wisdom, which is not always something you should follow, but conventional wisdom would say that it's got a pretty good chance of passing in November.
Right. I would be floored if it didn't. In fact, I'll be surprised if it doesn't garner, anywhere between 65-75% of the vote, which anyone that follows elections knows that that's a virtually a landslide in a municipal election. The city clerk has 30 days to approve. I don't think she's going to need that much time. So I wouldn't be surprised if we know here within 10 days.
Something we won't know in just 10 days' time is what's next for the Regional Intermodal Transportation Authority, RITA, running short on money right now.
Right. It's it's the project that began to try to develop intermodal facilities, more of a port facility here in the Fort Smith Van Buren area to encourage more shipping by that route, which is cheaper. But Rick, Representative Rick Green, when he was in the House representing Van Buren, was able to get roughly $375,000 to begin this study. But after two or three years, they're running out of money. And, Kyle, some of the local governments are not so sure they want to continue funding it. Their goal was, just like with the Fort Chaffee Redevelopment Authority, several governments funded that to get it going, and then it became self-sufficient after a period of years, and I think that's what they're wanting to do with RITA, with this Intermodal Transportation Authority. So it's a struggle. I mean, there are some mixed thoughts on it. Some aren't so sure that's the best use of our time and resources, and then there's a larger crowd who thinks if we can get that going, we can get the Arkansas River channel depth down to 12 feet instead of 9 feet, that it will open up opportunities and help recruit logistics, distribution centers, that type of thing.
So we don't know the end story on that. We don't know the end for BRAC because there are delays now.
Right. It sounds like there's a lot we don't know this morning.
Yes.
Well, yes. And this is kind of a good don't know, if there's such a thing. Secretary of Defense Leon Panetta, you know, earlier this year, I should say, suggested that to further reduce the defense budget, we'll have a BRAC round, which is a Base Realignment and Closure Commission, in 2013. And that's, you know, that was just hanging over a lot of the heads of a lot of communities. It's not a good thing. You know, we almost lost the 188th to the round in 2005. But he announced this week that they're not going to do that. They're going to hold off, just not the right time. And so there was a huge sigh of relief around the country. And now that doesn't mean the 188th is out of the woods, so to speak, but that's just a fight they know they're not going to have to take up in 2013.
You also had a story on thecitywire.com this week about building permit values in Fort Smith.
Right. It's and a lot of it is it's down. It's down roughly 40%, almost 41% in the Fort Smith metro area, and that's looking at building permits in Fort Smith, Greenwood, and Van Buren. Now, interestingly enough, Van Buren and Greenwood are up for the year, but it's Fort Smith that's down. Fort Smith's down close to about $56 million for the first 7 months of 2012 compared to 2011. A large part of that is, you know, we don't have the Mitsubishi plant. Those permits were in 2011. Of course, then nothing happened with that plant. It sits idle now. But it's... it just shows, and the weakness really, Kyle, is in commercial development. The residential housing sector, I mean, if it wasn't for residential housing construction in Fort Smith, it'd be even worse. So that sector has held up its end of the bargain, so to speak. But it's another one of those signs of weakness in this Fort Smith metro area.
But if residential is holding up its end of the bargain, that's something of good economic news, right?
Yeah. I mean, we're taking all we can get at this point. Yes, and that's a good sign. I think we see that as being a function of the low interest rates. The fact also that in from 2008, 2009, and 10, there wasn't that much activity because people just weren't sure what to do. So there's some pent up demand that's being filled up also.
Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers politics, business, culture, and more for the KUAF listening area. You can see The City Wire on TV 8 o'clock tomorrow morning on KXNW and 6 a.m. every Sunday morning on KFSM. Michael, thank you so much.
All right, thanks. And they'll see Kyle also on that TV show.
yes. There you go. Just for a few minutes, though.
Just for all right.
Tune in anyway. All right. Thank you, Michael.